Hello and welcome back to Living Life with Lucky. Here we are back with another episode. Oh boy, it has been a while. What can I say? Honestly, I haven't been doing the best physically. I've been seeing some doctors. Things should be okay, hopefully. I hope. Because I've been not really been sleeping well and being able to process things and whatever, but you know, today's my day. Oh, yeah, I was going to say it's my day off, but it's not. See? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what's going on anymore with my life. But I am going to see a doctor today. So I am excited to do that. I mean, they already said that, like, you know, they have to pretty much, I have to pretty much wait it out. But this is for, like, a different issue. My ears are, like, blocked now. And they're going to, like, refer to me to, like, an ENT, whatever. Boring stuff, I know. But I am going on a trip, which is super exciting. I'm going to California for a little over a week to originally it was supposed to be for a work trip, but it got canceled because I guess they said they needed us there, but because they literally let us know the weekend before we were supposed to leave on the trip, it was kind of scummy of them to do, so they let me keep my ticket, so I'm still going, and they're still going to pay me for my travel day, which is nice of them. So, like, you know, honestly, I think I just need a break. I need, like, a breath of fresh air. I have a friend that lives over there, so I'm going to be hanging out with him the whole time. And there's some people from my work who said they might still go anyway, so we'll see. Like, maybe I'll end up hanging out with some work people, too. So, basically get, like, a free vacation out of it. Although, I will be working most of the time, but since it's going to be Pacific Standard Time, I will get done around 7 o'clock, so we can still just do stuff afterwards. And I have, like, maybe 3 slow days a week, where I'm not doing anything, like, my whole shift. So I was thinking that those days, we could probably go out and do stuff as well. As long as the work gets done, I don't think they really care. So, yeah, I'm gonna just do that. Anyway. I am munching on some sugar cookie dough right now. You know, I probably shouldn't. It's the, Pillsbury Doughboy, the, Christmas tree, you know, cookies, you know what I'm talking about? Raw cookie dough is where it's at. And they finally made it safe to eat raw. I always ate it raw, even as a kid, growing up. I'd eat the cake batter. I'd eat the cookie dough. I'd eat everything, let's be honest. So, anyway. So, just thought I wanted to give you a little insight, I guess, as to what I've been up to. Nothing too exciting, just work. Haven't been streaming because I haven't been feeling well. For like the past month, my sleeping schedule has been fucked up. So hopefully that gets better within time. But for today's episode, we're gonna talk about some spooky happenings. So I haven't had a paranormal experience since I was a child. Well, no, that's a lie. Why did I say that? Since I was living with my parents, which was like, oh my gosh, how long ago was that? I know I got kicked out around 2020. 2020 was a freaking crazy year. A lot of stuff happened. That's when shit started going down in my family. 2020. Okay, but even then, like, I don't know. I was living there for a while, for at least maybe like 6 years or something at that house. So I don't know when it happened, but it was more than 3 years ago. Anyway. So that was, like, my last paranormal experience. Ever since then, I haven't really had anything, little things, but nothing, like, too crazy or I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? Because it's like if something falls or something, like, moves, I don't really think too much of it. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Or the cabinet pops open. Like, that's a little weird, but you can't really make as much of a story out of stuff like that. So it's, like, tiny things. Usually when I go into, like, a house or a home, you could usually, like, kind of tell if it's, like, a homey, you know? Like, if you get, like, homey vibes from it or if you get, like, bad vibes from it. So basically what happened was that I was, sleeping over at my friend's house. So we held a Friendsgiving there. And it was nice. You know, we just hung out, ate food. And because I haven't been sleeping well, I told my friend about this and, she said it was okay if I slept over because, you know, my safety comes first. And I agreed because I was literally nodding off driving there, but I didn't want to let them down. So I drove there even though it was probably not safe to do so. But they're like, yeah, in the future, don't do that. They're like, it's okay, just say you can't come because you've been sleeping. You haven't been sleeping. I was like, all right, I'll keep that in mind for next time. But yeah, now I kind of wish I didn't go because if I didn't go, I wouldn't have had this really creepy experience that will forever traumatize me. So, yeah, like the paranormal stuff used to be really bad, like as a kid, like because I literally grew up in a haunted house. And whether you guys believe in this stuff or not, that's fine, whatever, it's cool. Just, you know, be open-minded and, you know, just respect what it is that I'm saying. Like, hey, you know, I believe that you saw what you saw. I personally don't believe in that stuff, but okay, you know what I mean? It's a lot easier to talk to people who believe in it rather than the people who don't. I mean, I did end up calling friends about it after it happened, and well, we'll get into that because, you know, it's part of the story. So anyway. So, you know, everyone went to bed. I fell asleep on the couch. I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard like this weird, like dripping kind of noise. I didn't know what it was, but it kind of added effect to what was going on, you know? It ended up being like the cat's water bowl. So the only people that are in this apartment are me, my friend, her boyfriend, and her two cats. So keep in mind that while I'm telling the story. Okay, so I wake up and like I hear those noises and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, right? I was just like, eventually I figured out it was the cat's water bowl, so I didn't think too much of it. So I like laid my head back down. You know, I have trouble sleeping, so like, you know, I raised my head up again, and then I think I see somebody in the kitchen, right? I'm just like, oh, okay, it's probably her boyfriend. Because with like the shape of the thing, it had a similar build to her boyfriend. So that's really what I thought it was. You know, mostly when I see like creepy things, it's literally like a 3D kind of like silhouette kind of thing. Like it never has like a color, it never has like a face. It's really just like a walking 3D silhouette shadow thing, you know? So I was like, okay. Anyway, so that's literally what it was. It was in the kitchen, and of course my first thought was like, oh, it's probably her boyfriend. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I laid my head back down, and it was kind of in there for a while, and I'm like, what the heck is he doing? Like, this is so weird. Like, why is he like taking so long? This is so strange. You know, I raised my head up again. It looked like it went in the fridge. Not 100% sure. It looked like the fridge was open for a time. I was like, okay, so he's getting like a little snack. The fridge did not emit any light. And I was like, okay, maybe their fridge light just doesn't work. I wouldn't know because I don't think I tried opening it throughout the time I was there. I was like, okay, he's just like chilling. He's just like trying to eat something. I don't fucking know. So then I lay back down. I'm like, man, he's kind of in there in the wild. And like, I felt like it was making weird noises too. And of course, like the dripping water effect from the cat's water bowl, because it's like a little cat fountain. Like, it was adding effect to like, you know, make the, you know, a thing, the whole situation a little bit more eerie. You know, I look back up. He's still fucking in there. And it looked like its shoulder or something was like moving a little bit, like it was doing something. I don't know what it was doing. Lay back down. I'm like, okay. And at some point, I'm just like, yeah, it's taking way too long and it's just standing there and it's freaking me out. I'm like, I don't think it's her boyfriend. So I came to the conclusion after like how many different like things happening that I was like, it's not her boyfriend. So this is where things get spooky, okay? Because I figured it out and I was like, you know, I haven't had a paranormal experience in years. That's why it's like literally like one of the last things I possibly thought it could be. And of course, I was also hoping that I would never have a paranormal experience ever again in my life because, man, Jesus knows I've been through some shit. And of course, something like this would happen to me, but whatever, it's fine. Like, man, give me a break. God, give me a break. Like, I'm struggling right now. Anyway, so I'm just like, it's not her boyfriend, right? So I sit up and it's still standing there. And I'm like, okay, last thing I want to do is like try to disturb it. But like, you know, usually like if you like try flashing a light, Well, in all my attempts in the past, it usually makes whatever it is go away. But as soon as I stand up, cause like my first initial thought was like to stand up and like I guess get help, right? So I stood up. As soon as I stand up, all these things start partaking in my body. Like I like feel like lightheaded, I feel dizzy, I feel like this intense, like I don't even know how to describe it other than saying like the most intense pressure and feeling inside my chest like I've ever felt. And it was like it just felt so evil. It felt so like I felt unsafe. Like it, I felt bad intentions. It felt like I don't even know how to describe it. Like it, if you were there, you'd fucking know, but that shit fucking traumatized me. Like it gave me PTSD. Like it was like so fucking bad, like the feeling I had inside my chest. Like I felt like I was gonna fall over. I felt like really weak in its presence. 'Cause like I was like, I guess, to get to my friend, I literally had to walk by the kitchen, which is where it was. But literally the first thing I did prior to going upstairs is literally flashing my light. I don't know if it was the best idea, but I'm like, 'cause if something's there, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Because like, say I put on my flashlight and I actually see something standing there, right? And it's just staring at me like a deer in headlights. And it's like one of a few things could happen. Like I could literally faint. This thing could like possess my body. This thing could, try to like kill me. This thing could, you know what I mean? There's so many fucking options. Like I could just stand there and just like not be able to move my legs. I could try to scream, but nothing comes out. Like there's so many fucking different things that could have happened, and I probably should have thought ahead, but like in the moment, like I wasn't fucking thinking about anything. I just like kind of went with instinct and whatever. Anyway, so I flashed my flashlight. And of course, nothing's in the kitchen. I was like, oh, thank God. But my heartbeat was beating so fucking fast. So, like, imagine having like this intense pressure in your chest along with like your heart beating super fast. Like, oh my God, like, and not being able to fucking breathe. Like, that's literally what I felt. So, like, I'm like going up the stairs, like, fucking freaking out with my flashlight. Like, my hands are fucking shaking. Like, my body literally started shaking. Like, I don't know if this thing fucking possessed my body. I fucking don't know. But I went into my friend's room because I was like, okay, let me just see, like, how they're doing. Like, are they okay? Like, that sort of thing. So I saw that both her boyfriend and my friend were sleeping in the bed. And I, of course, I'm freaking out. I need someone to talk to. So I wake her up. I know I probably shouldn't have done it, but I like when I experience things like that, I need someone to be there for me. I need someone to like physically just like talk to and just like I just need to talk about it. And so I literally wake her up and I probably freaked her out a little bit because I was like, I think there's someone in the house. And I didn't know what else to say because I don't know if she really believes in that paranormal stuff. So I'm just like, oh, I think there's someone in the house. And she's like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure it just wasn't like a reflection of something? And I was like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. Like, I'm sorry to bother you. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. I literally apologized to her the next morning because I felt so fucking bad. And I literally told her, like, it was probably because of the lack of sleep and I was hallucinating and shit. I don't know. But I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel so bad. She's like, bro, it's okay. But anyway, yeah, I woke her up. And then she's like, yeah, you could turn on the lights if you want. Oh, I'm like, you better bet I'm gonna fucking turn on the lights. So I go back down. I turn on all the fucking lights. I sit on the couch. I literally start fucking crying because the experience was so fucking traumatizing. And the thing is, I still felt its presence. So there's something still there. I literally did some investigating though. I opened her fridge. The fridge does have a light. So I was like, okay. So, okay, it managed to like, open the fridge and, spirits have weird powers, I'm sure, like to make things more spooky. The thing is, like, I do suffer from, I think they're called hypnopompic hallucinations. There's like two types. It's the one where you hallucinate as you're waking up. So that was one of my thoughts, but the thing is, I was up for a while at that point. Usually like the hallucinations are only within like the first like minute or two of waking up. So, and that thing was there Way past that. Like, I probably was like laying there for probably over 10 minutes, like going up and down, being like, what's going on? You know, like, so I'm like, there's like, it wouldn't have lasted that long, you know? Plus, I was like actually awake after like the first 2 minutes. Like, I was actually awake and I actually like saw it like multiple times. It's like, so when I'm usually like hallucinating upon waking up, it's usually like I see it once and then like, I actually like wake up, and then it's gone. So it's like if I would have just like saw it once, and then like you know I and then like that was it, I would have been like, oh, that was like a hallucination upon awakening. Nothing to worry about there. But the fact that it was there for longer, I was like, okay. I really thought, okay, then it's her boyfriend. And then I was like, okay, it's not her boyfriend. Okay, it's a fucking spirit. Something that wants to fucking scare the shit out of me. So I call my friend. I literally tried calling, texting all my friends to see if anyone was up because I think it happened around like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't remember. You know, usually spooky things happen at a weird time in the night. So, early morning. So like, luckily, my one friend was up, and I literally told him I was freaking out, and I needed to talk to him, and he called me, and we had a nice conversation. Like, he's supportive. He's, like, very supportive of me. Like, even though, like, he doesn't personally believe in that kind of stuff, like, he was very supportive of, you know, my experience. Didn't, like, deny the experience or anything like that. He was trying to make light of the situation, which I like that he does that. You know, he's like, oh, maybe you, he was just looking for a midnight snack. I was like, yeah, maybe. he was just trying to get some leftover turkey and mashed potatoes. I was like, yeah, maybe. But it didn't have to go about it in such a creepy way. It didn't have to give me like it wanted to kill me kind of vibes. So he was making me laugh, and I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. And it helped to calm me down. And after a little bit of talking to him, I didn't feel like that the evil presence anymore. It felt like it went away. So wow, it was crazy though. So I was like, was it a hallucination? No. Was it her boyfriend? No. It was fucking something out of this world. And I don't want to know what the fuck it was. And all I know is that I am never, ever, ever sleeping over at her house again. Or her apartment. Her apartment's fucking haunted. And good luck with that. Because, damn. And the thing is, the real crazy thing is that, so it was like a total of 3 of us. The other girl was going to sleep over with me, but she changed her mind at like the last minute and ended up sleeping at her house because they only live like 15 minutes away from each other, which is cool. Because they get to hang out more often. I'm like, you know, an hour out from all of them. But, but then she changed her mind. And I'm just like wondering, man, I wish she was fucking there because she would have been sleeping on the couches with me. She would have been able to see it with me. Then I could have actually like been like, all right, you know, maybe I'm just crazy. But if we both fucking saw it, then it's like, all right, we got some, there's something here. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, I know what I saw. And then the thing is, I do believe in that stuff too. My sister does, my one online friend does, Doug, actually. Hi, Doug. But yeah, so like it's a lot more comforting talking to people about that kind of stuff that do believe in it because, you know, like I do have this one friend, you know. I consider him like a good friend, best friend. Like me and him have been friends for like over 6 years now, and he's someone who doesn't believe in that stuff. So when I talked to him about like my experiences at like my old house, he'd just be like, "Are you sure it just wasn't like, you know, a dream? Are you sure, you know, it wasn't like some, you know, weird the lighting?" And I was just like, "No, like I know what I freaking saw." So yeah, he doesn't believe in that stuff, and it's fine. Like I could be friends with people who you know, don't believe in it. As long as they're not like being like really rude about it, like, oh, you're dumb, you didn't see that, you know, like that's bullshit, you know, like, you know, just like, I don't know, just like be like more respectful about it, you know, but yeah, I tell everyone, I'm like, if you don't believe in spirits, I didn't tell my parents this, but because I'm not that close to them, but I really think we could rent out our old house to people who love like scary things and like believe in like ghosts and spirits and whatnot, because that place is creepy. Like, if you don't believe in ghosts or spirits right now and you're listening to this, freaking spend a week at that house. You will believe after a week spending a week there. And it's like, no, there's no contraptions, there's nothing set up. Okay, you can literally rip that place apart and see that we literally put nothing in there to, you know, make it seem haunted. There's literally nothing in there, okay? You will see things, you will hear things, and it will freak you out. I always tell all my friends that, to the non-believers, I'm like, man, rent that house out for a week and you will see. That, I'm like, they could honestly make money off a haunted attraction like that. That house is haunted 100%. And the thing is, like, once you step in that house, maybe some people not might not be able to like feel it, but like, especially going back to it now, I definitely feel it. Like, there is a discomfort. There's like a, you know, like there's like things there that don't want to be disturbed, you know? And we're literally disturbing them for how many years of living there, and that's probably why they're mad. But it's like, I can't help that I live here, man. So, paranormal stuff. Honestly, I just hope that it literally never happens again. If that thing possessed my body, God, I fucking hope not. Like, that stuff's scary. I hope that I never have to see it again, experience anything like that again in my future. It'd be so much easier, yeah, just not having to go. Like, I have had a rough life. The last thing I need are these weird paranormal experiences that, like, intensify and make my life worse. I'm just, like, trying to go about my life in a positive way and trying to move on and, like, you know, and luckily I've gotten really, really lucky with like the places I've moved into. So, like, I think I moved once I got kicked out of my parents' house, I moved, I think, one, two, technically three, four times, you know. One was in the same building. I just moved to a different apartment. I don't know if that counts, but technically four. So it's just like, and with each place, it was fine. Like, there was nothing like super weird, nothing to like be like overly creeped out about. Like, maybe little tiny things, but like nothing too crazy, you know? Like that fucking crazy. Like, I'm not like seeing things. Like, I'm not, you know, I might like hear something or see something. Like, something might fall in my room now. I wouldn't really think much of it. Things fall, things lose. Like, I got these like command strips up and I have like my lights hanging. Sometimes like the command strip will like fall off the wall. You know, maybe it lost its stick. You know, no. Like, the thing is, like, with stuff like that, I don't think too much about it. You know, like, if the light was on and it just like started flickering randomly, I'd be like, okay, that's a little weird. I think where I start like thinking it's paranormal is like if something starts like moving by itself. Like, say I have like a water bottle in the middle of a table, right? And the water bottle just falls over for like no reason and it just starts rolling and then it just like falls on the ground. You're like, what the what? Like, what? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, how did that happen? Like, logically, physically, it doesn't fucking make sense. Okay. That would like freak me out a little more, but like not that bad because like I said, I've had a lot more worse experiences than that. Like, if the sink just turned itself on, you know? Like, I've already experienced things like that. I mean, it's creepy, but like I think where I draw the line and like where it actually starts like freaking me out, well, that does freak me out, but I mean like freak me out even more, would be just like if I actually saw a figure or you know, I heard like a voice or you know, like so there are a couple experiences I had at the old house where I would actually see things, you know, and those things would freak me out. So like with what happened at my friend's house, I physically saw something. So if it was just the noise, whatever. You know, if I just saw the fridge open and it close, okay, that would freak me out, but actually that would actually do a decent amount to me. But having a figure there just intensifies the experience for me, as I'm sure it would for anyone. 'Cause now you're like, okay, there's somebody here. Like, I physically see someone, you know? 'Cause like you try to logically explain it in your head to make it seem like, okay, maybe, because of this and that, maybe that's why that happened. Maybe, the fridge was loose. You try to like logically, but not everything can be explained through science or logic, like that's why there are people who believe in things like paranormal stuff and religion, and it's like you can't, physically see everything, you know what I mean? But you can feel things, right? You can. But I mean, those people who do believe in those things have had, I mean, they might may or may not have experiences, but I definitely have. So with both things, actually, with both religion and with what was it? Religion and paranormal, yeah. But I don't think I actually told you guys about the other paranormal experience. I mean, I guess I wouldn't actually, you know what? I take that back. It wasn't a paranormal experience because it wasn't a scary experience. It was something I genuinely believe like happened through God, and he was trying to help me. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't call that paranormal. It did, freak me out a little bit, but I think there is definitely good intentions behind it. And the thing is, I don't think I really talked much about this. I'm gonna call it a holy experience because I don't want to say paranormal because that doesn't seem right. That seems like I'm saying that like, oh, is it? What is even the definition of paranormal? Is that just like, because when I think paranormal, I think of like evil. I think, just like a weird, let's see. Telekinesis, things beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. Things that are outside of normal experience. I guess it would be considered paranormal then, huh? Abnormal, mysterious, ghostly. Yeah, I guess it could be. Okay. Cannot be explained by scientific laws and is thought to involve strange, unknown forces. Okay. I don't know. I think of it as bad because all my paranormal experiences have been bad, but I guess technically this would be one. Okay, never mind. We're good. Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna still call it I'll call it a good paranormal experience then. Okay. Anyway, so I was going through a hard time in my life. I haven't told really many people about this experience. And I was working at Kmart at the time. It's probably like around 18. I was just like having a rough time with my religion. I was, questioning a lot of things. I was, whatever. And like sometimes after, like, when I was like slow at work, I would go over to like the book section and I would just like look at books and random stuff. And there was one, I forget what it's called. Like, I think it was like called like Walking with Angels or something, where like people like would talk about their experiences of like interactions that they had with angels. And so like in the book, this one lady like was also having a hard time with religion and stuff, and like she was at the grocery store, there's some guy in the meat market. He basically was saying stuff about God and like, how things are gonna be okay and that God loves her and is watching her, and then like she went back and then she couldn't find him, and it turned out that like a guy named Mike never actually worked there, even though that's who she was talking to, and like that kind of thing. And I was just like thinking to myself as like I'm like reading people's different experiences, I'm like, I wonder why I can't have an experience like that. I literally said that in my head, and I said, God, if you're out there, God, like I'm struggling right now, like could I have an experience like this, like an experience that like, to show me that you're there, that you care, that there's still hope for me, that you love me. And so like basically this is what happened. So I don't know how long it was after that I read the book. I mean, I went back and read over it a couple times because I didn't obviously finish it. I would look over different books and stuff, but that was one of them. Anyway, so this was really random. So I'm at work. I think it was like towards the end of the night. The girl was like on her last break. So keep in mind that like for only 15 minutes, I am in charge of the jewelry counter. Okay? The fact that like it happened within that short period of time and that there was only one person that stopped by, that made it a little bit more, you know what I mean? So I'm over like folding clothes and boys, and I hear the thing go off for the jewelry counter. So I go over there, and there is this woman. She's like wearing like this long skirt, sandals. She was like a more like elderly woman. And she was asking me if we like changed batteries or something for watches. I think we did at the time, but like they told, I don't know if they told me to say this, I don't remember. Like I mean, even though we could do it, I just said no because the girl who could do it was on her 15 and I didn't know, like, I don't know. I don't remember how long was left in her break, and I don't know if the lady would have wanted to wait, So I was just like, oh no. And then she's like, do you know anywhere we can, where I can? I was like, I'm sorry, I don't. And then like, this was the weirdest part. Now the thing is, like, I was just like, okay, this was like a normal interaction, it was fine. Now keep in mind there was literally nothing in this woman's hands. Like, I swear when I say to you, when I first approached her, she did have a purse, but like the purse wasn't big enough for like a book. And like there was really nothing in her hands. Like I literally remember her taking one hand and grabbing her wrist, like where her watches are like pointing at it. So it's like, okay, there's really nothing in both her hands. Okay, now keep this in mind, okay? And I'm having this interaction with this lady. And then so I told her like no, and I don't know if there's really any place nearby. She's like, okay, that's fine, thank you. And then she said, God bless. Have a nice day. And she just puts this book on the counter and just like runs away. And I'm just like, the thing is, I followed this lady and like she kind of just like disappeared, which was also kind of weird because like the book said something like, I don't remember what the book, I mean, I could pull it out right now, but like it was a book about like, God and, like I don't know which part I should tell you guys first. But like, okay, we'll tell you that after. So I literally chase this woman down because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I had like this feeling in my chest, like this is like an answer from God. Like this could be like an angel that he sent down to like, give me some clear understanding. But like she kind of disappeared. Don't know where she went. So I went back to the book and I forget what it's called. I think it's called Life Without Limits. And then it's like on the front cover, it said, when you know there has to be something more. And then on the back, like it's like, it would like be like, it basically was like, oh, have you ever like had questions of like why you're here, like your purpose in life? And like, are you constantly doubting like, like these things? And are you questioning like all these things? And I'm like, yes, absolutely yes. Like, and it just freaked me out, and I didn't know if there was like a time limit on this thing, because I don't know how this stuff works. I'm like, the book could just be there for the day, the book could be there for like 3 hours and then like disappears. Like I didn't even know if the book was an actual book. It is an actual book. It would have been so much cooler that he could have pulled that off, and that would have really really proved something to people. But I guess that would kind of ruin the whole point of religion then, right? It's like you kind of have to believe because you want to believe, not because, there's something. Like if, say, I do have a book, but the author and whatever, like they didn't exist. Like the book doesn't exist anywhere online. The person who wrote the book, their name doesn't even pop up on Google. That would freak people out. That would make people think, wouldn't it? Be like there's probably a God. So I think the fact that like, they don't, like, God doesn't want to have that kind of influence on us, like, he's just, like, we want people to believe because, you know what I mean? So, like, of course you give me a book that already has, like, an author who's a real author, and, the book is an actual book. So, and in this book was basically every single question I ever asked myself, like, asked, like, oh God, why do these things happen? Why is this a thing? Why is that a thing? Like, why is the world this way? Why is this a bad thing? Why is that a good thing? Like, I don't know. Just like every single question I ever asked in my head, that is the weird part, was answered in this book. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, God can read my thoughts, And every time I doubted my religion, I would go back and I would reread the book. But yeah, like it was kind of crazy. So it like explained like kind of like the ins and outs of the world and like the things that like the things that I thought were like bad, like the thing is like were bad in regards to like religion, like weren't really mentioned in that book. So it made me think that now that I think about it, like maybe it is okay because it's like the things that bothered me were like, you know, like some religious people think that like if you commit suicide, you go to hell. If you're gay, you go to hell. Like if you have sex before marriage, you go to hell. Like, you know, there's like so many things that are considered bad, you know, in the eyes of religious people. But in the book, it never really touched on the, I mean, it touched up a bit on like lust, but like I feel like lust is different because it's like, okay, lusting, you know, it's just like, yes, I guess I get that's bad, but like it didn't really go into like relationships. Like if you're in a relationship with someone, you know, like it's natural to have like lust for that person. Like I feel like it's more so like in the like it's more wrong if like obviously you're using it for like bad intent, like rape and you know what I mean, like pedo kind of stuff. And then like it never mentioned anything about gay people. It never mentioned anything about like, you know, like suicide. So it made me think like this is what God cares about. Like in this book, like now that I'm thinking about it, wow, I'm having like a revelation right now. This is what God cares about. Like he literally in the book, it like explains like the questions like, you know, why there's good, why there's evil. Like, would God forgive me if I didn't forgive the person who abused me my whole life? Like, there was an example in there of about abuse, which was, I guess, one of our concerns because it's like, you know, in the Bible it says, you know, forgive or you what does it say? Like, forgive or you will not be forgiven. Like, so it's like you have to forgive or else like God won't forgive you and you won't be able to go to heaven. But like in there it literally gave like an example of a kid who was abused by his father or something, and it literally said like, you know, in instances like this, God understands. God will understand that you do not want to forgive this person. You know, like, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like it just like really like opened my eyes and it made me see. Wow, now that I'm like thinking about it, like back then maybe I didn't understand, but I feel like wow, I'm having like a revelation in this episode. This is actually really awesome. Like now that I think about it, like it really helped it's helping me right now like to better understand who God is as a person. Like he doesn't care about all those things. Like he just wants you to be like a good person. He wants you to believe in him. Like and that's all he really ever is asking of people, to just be a good people, like, you know, and even if you don't believe in him, like I believe he's the kind of God that like you know, when he comes again, like if in that moment, that final moment, you repent and you're like, God, I believe, you know, take me with you, he will take you, because you know what I mean, because he's a loving God. And I'm like, wow, this makes me feel so much better. Like I feel like I'm answering my own thing. Like the thing is, I recently came to a conclusion with my religion, and it's like a different point of view than the rest of my family, which is fine because I don't care. They can, you know, they can believe what they want. I will believe what I want. I respect their belief. They should respect mine, even if they don't agree with it. So it's like I'm very laid back, and God knows that. Like I am very like, you know, open-minded. I don't understand like why a lot of things are bad things, you know, why we should be condemned for certain things. It's like if you love a person, you care about them, and you want to express that feeling towards that person, you know, in an intimate way. Like, I don't think you should be condemned for that. There's someone that you could see spending your life with, you know, with being gay, like, you know, that's who you are. Like, you can't help, you know, who you love, what you feel comfortable with identifying as, like. I don't see why people should be condemned for that. And it's like there are gay couples out there that believe in God and follow his word. And with like suicide, like you're at the lowest of your lows. And it's like God should understand that you are depressed, and that in your time of need, in those final moments, God did not show himself to you to say, "Hey, I am here. Do not go through with it." So it's just like you can't blame those people. My phone just went off. Sorry about that. You can't like, I don't know. It's in my personal opinion. Like obviously I'm not God. I don't make the rules, but it's just like
people who are struggling like that, like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't condemn them. If anything, you should save them and give them a nice afterlife because, man, we've had it hard. Like, life here on Earth is super hard and it's confusing and it's conflicting. And there are so many different ways, like, the Bible could be interpreted, so many different versions. What's right? What's wrong? At the end of the day, that's why I feel like there is so much, you know what I mean? Craziness when it comes to religion because there's so many different ways people interpret things, and it's like, you know, it's like, what's real, what's not real? Like, oh, this could be interpreted this way, but also that way. And it's like, I feel like at the end of the day, and then the thing is, and people don't think about this, but it's like people pick and choose what they want. Like, there are parts in the Bible that literally every single person in my family agrees with and disagrees with. So there are parts of the Bible where they're like, I agree with this, and then there are others where they're like, I disagree with this. So it's like every single believer does it. They might say, oh, the Bible is true to its word and blah blah blah, but they will pick and choose things that they want to believe that should be a thing. And you know, it's like at the end of the day, it's like who's right, who's wrong? Whoa, okay, see, now as we're talking about that, my lights just fell off the wall, but that's weird. Anyway, so, yeah, just like crazy stuff like that, and I'm just like, sorry, I was listening. I don't know if God's trying to give me a sign right now, but yeah, it's just like, how are you supposed to know who's right, who's wrong, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, you just have to live your life the way you want to live it. Just don't be a shitty person. I feel like God just wants you to be a good person and just live your life to the best of your ability, just to enjoy it, to have fun, to experience things, to like just not be a crappy person who just, you know, you don't just go and throw yourself around. You don't like, you know, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Don't go out there killing people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's people like that. But then again, I'm not God. I don't make the decisions. And you know what? You can't really say I'm wrong. I can't say you're wrong or you're right or I'm wrong or right. We will only know when God comes who was right, who was wrong. But at that point, will it even matter? Because it's the end of the world at that point. So, yeah. I don't know. But yeah. So I believe in both paranormal things. I believe in God. I am very laid back with my belief. But that is what's most comfortable for me and makes sense to me. So, that is how I'm living it until God talks to me and tells me otherwise. And that probably won't happen until he comes again. So this is how I'm living it. If he wants me to live a different way, he needs to take the wheel, 'cause I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, so just like with the paranormal stuff, like I've had it, yeah, like many experiences throughout my life. Like that was the one with that woman at work, the haunted house I lived in, and then the one I had at my friend's house were like the main ones. I've had like smaller ones. Like there was one at my parents' house. So when we moved from our haunted house to the new house, I remember seeing the shadow figure that I used to see at the old house at the house we moved into. So this thing was either checking in on us or it followed us to that house. But I only ever saw it that one time and then I never saw it again. So, I mean, I did also have like a creepy like experience where I thought there was like aliens. I woke up in the middle of the night, and this also happened at the new house. So like, sorry, I thought like another one of the command strips was gonna like peel itself off the wall. But like I wake up in the middle of the night and I feel like I have these super weird secret abilities. You know what they say, like the human mind like is not fully studied. So there are a lot of things that like we don't understand about our brains and like how much we're actually capable of. So it's just like How do you know that this couldn't be a thing? Like, there's literally, you could watch Stan Lee's Superhumans. It's a very interesting show where, like, they find these people around the world who can do, like, these crazy things that aren't within, like, normal capability, understanding, whatever. Like, there's a man who can, like, kind of dream of the future. And, like, so it's just like, and it was pretty dang close. And I'm just like, I wouldn't be surprised if someone could have dreams about the future. Like, literally, the government hired this man because he had dreams of the future. He literally dreamt of 9/11 happening. And when it happened, he's like, oh, damn, like, this stuff's real. So he started working with the government and he actually stopped a bomb from exploding on a plane. Isn't that crazy? There was actually a bomb there. He dreamt about a bomb on a plane on a specific day, specific time. And like, who knows what we as humans are capable of? That's why what I'm about to say doesn't make me feel as crazy, because I'm telling you guys of other things that people have experienced. There's literally a man who can stick metal pans to his body. Like, what? How? You know? So it's like, anyway. So I'm like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and you know, I'm like, my heart's beating really fast, and it feels like there's something in the house, and like, I'm just like praying. I'm like, oh, please keep me safe. Please let this not be anything crazy. I'm looking at my phone. I'm watching the time go by, and the time is ticking super fast. Like, my phone, I turn it off, put it back on, click on the clock. I can watch the seconds go by, right? So it'll be like 49, 50. 51, 52, right? So, like, I'm just like, because, like, I'm looking at my phone and, like, I see it's like, say it's like 2 in the morning, right? Literally 2 seconds later, it says it's 2:01. Another 2 seconds go by, it says it's 2:02. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, time is fucking speeding by right now. So, I'm looking at my phone, I'm looking at the clock, right? So, instead of going like, one, two, three, you know, whatever it is. One, two, three. It'll go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, it was going by so fucking fast. And I was just like, what the fuck? And the thing is, when I would slow my heart down and try to breathe, the time started going by slower, right? So I'm like, maybe I was having a fucking panic attack. That's very much possible. Maybe I woke up from a bad dream. My heart was beating fast. Therefore, my brain was, you know, reacting in a weird way where it felt like time was going by fast for me. But because as soon as I tried slowing my heart down, I saw the seconds going by slower. So then instead of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it was like 1, 2, 3, you know, and I was like, okay. And then like I would try to make my heart go fast again, right? Because I was like, okay, maybe I should start freaking out. But just because I was testing out a theory, I'm like, maybe I have some super weird time powers. Okay. And it started going by fast again. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what the fuck's going on? It only ever happened one time, okay? Now let me tell you, I think I made time slow down one time in my life. Oh my gosh, I feel like I sound like a crazy person, but I don't fucking care. Anyway, so I am driving to school. It is a 45-minute drive. I never told anyone about this because I thought they would think I'm a crazy person. It takes 45 minutes. I told myself I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna be at least 20 minutes late, right? Be with like the time and the, you know, traffic and things like that. As I am driving, I said to myself, I'm gonna get there on time. I'm like, you know, I'm like, I think I even might have asked God, or I don't even remember. I'm like, you know, let's slow down time, you know, just like, I guess playfully. I'm like, oh, let's slow down the time. Maybe we can get there in time if we just slow down the clock a little bit. And for some fucking weird ass reason, I made it there with time to spare, and which physically would not be fucking possible because it's a 45-minute drive. And I was supposed to get there 20 minutes late, which means I managed to get to school somehow 30 minutes early, which means my car ride only lasted 15 minutes. How is that possible? How does a 45-minute drive only last 15 minutes? I was like, the fuck? I'm like, I was so fucking confused that day. But I'm like, maybe I'm just like, you know, I'm like on something. Like, maybe I'm just, I don't know, I'm like out of it. And I never really had time to process what happened that day. But I was like, maybe I do have like some weird time time power ability or something. I would be surprised, but like ever since that thing happened at school, I haven't had anything like that until years later at the new house with like waking up in the middle of the night and making time go by slow and fast. So I'm like, maybe I do have like these secret powers. I know we're kind of going off topic here, but you know, this could be like a paranormal weird kind of conversation. Okay, now maybe we do have like these secret abilities, like, because you know, I don't know if you guys believe in like the sleeping, like we are connected as humans through sleep, because like, you know, someone could be like thinking about you and then like you dream about that person that night, and then the friend texts you the next morning after not talking to them for months. Example, I don't think I'm making sense right now, so I'm gonna give you an example. I had a dream about a friend who I haven't spoken to in months, right? And then the very next morning, that friend that I had a dream about sends me a text saying, hey, they literally said specifically, hey, I was thinking about you last night. I was like, and thought about how, you know, like how we haven't hung out in a while. I'd love to catch up sometime. How weird is that timing? You can't tell me that there's nothing there, that there isn't some sort of connection that we have as humans and what we are capable of, because I definitely think there is something. There is something, we just don't know what it is, how to control it. Like, there's not enough research. I don't think there really is research that can be done on things like this. Like, literally, me and my sisters would have continuations of each other's dreams. How is that even possible? It's like we would literally have the same exact dream that we're both in, and we would like kind of compare it, and then we realized we actually had the continuation. It's like, oh, you were having a dream about a greenhouse, this guy, this whatever. I was like, you were in it. I was like, what? I was like, I had that same exact dream, except it was from my perspective, you know. And then they're like, no way, what else happened? And then we realized we're having the same exact dream, but from different perspectives. And because one of us woke up before the other, it's like one of us had the continuation of that dream. And I was like, that's so, you can't tell me that that's not wild, that there aren't things out there that we don't understand what we're capable of as humans. So I don't know. It's weird though. It's weird to think about. This is kind of a longer episode, isn't it? But it's been fun. Thank you guys for listening. I mean, this is all I really have for now. Maybe if I think of more crazy weird experiences that have happened throughout my life, I could definitely make another episode, but we're just gonna call this Spoopy Times with Lucky or something, and go from there. All right, thank you guys so much. I will upload again when I remember, and thank you so much for being here. Hope you have a great rest of your day. All right, wish me luck in Cali. Bye bye.